Hey, buddy, welcome back to Small Talk Japan. On this show, we talk about all things Japan in English. My name is Mitch, and I'm here with
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, bro.
Nice shirt.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a, what is that?
I appreciate it. It's, we have a D&D Dungeons and Dragons campaign going on currently, and,
You have a uniform?
We have a team uniform.
Oh my god, your mic. Look at you. Look, your mic just ran away from you. It's so disappointed in you.
Hey, come on. Mike.
We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk about how Halloween turned out in Shibuya. We're going to talk about how a man got arrested for washing clothes. We're going to talk about how a prefecture in Japan is demanding all instructors, including ALTs, be appointed as official teachers. We're going to talk about a shooting suspect and...
And we're going to talk about the importance of uniforms when trash collecting. And every weeaboo's anime dreams coming true with McDonald's. And also a city installing
a certain anime item.
Item, yeah.
All right, roll that intro. All right, Ricky, so.
Yeah.
What were you for Halloween last week?
I was a pub quizzer.
How many people got it at the pub?
No one. Right. Actually, no, I had to explain it a bunch. It was great.
Yeah, I told you, like, that's the worst kind of costume, that if you're walking around explaining your costume, it's the worst.
This mic has excellent comedic timing. It keeps dropping every time I like, say, like, a pun or something.
There you go.
It's toit.
You gotta really tighten it, like go to town on it.
I did.
Don't finesse it.
Full force.
It's a strong man named. I don't know what's a strong man name.
A strong
Jack.
Man name?
Jack. Jack. You know, like TV shows. All the main characters always have like really simple names, like Joe, Jack,
or Ed. Or my other D&D character, Buff Bo. He's buff.
All right, let's get to Shibuya. So this year. The Shibuya mayor called I'll just read the story. Repeated calls by Tokyo Shibuya ward to stay away during Halloween seem to have been received loud and clear by revelers Tuesday night, as crowds in the famous district were markedly thinner and less colorful than in previous years. However, when interviewing an actual partygoer, I think the mayor telling people not to come is actually a good call, because people who are really passionate about dressing up will still come, said Tortu, clad in a costume.
Nice.
What did you do for Halloween day?
For Halloween day, nothing. Just worked. Had a good time. Was dressed up in a pink jumpsuit from the Barbie movie.
Oh God, I wish I had a picture of that. Yeah, everybody at the school, all the boys were Kenuff.
Yeah, except my first costume was Alan. I didn't know Ken had a best friend, and the only reason they're best friends is because they can wear the same clothes.
That's dumb. I haven't watched that movie yet. And then we had like one female person in the school, and she's like Barbie, but she wasn't even a blonde Barbie. So people are like, what's your costume? Dumb.
It was Barbie stuff.
I don't know. There's like, did you see the lobby video of all the best in show?
Just a little bit. Yeah. But I like the fashion show.
Yeah. It's got like hundreds of pictures of all the kids dressed up. Anyway, so in here in Kagoshima, Halloween was pretty subdued. There was young people out, but that's about it. Nothing too crazy. All right, let's see. We got our next story. This is kind of a serious story, so actually let's reorder that. Union in West Japan demands foreign instructors be appointed as official teachers. Wakayama. The Wakayama Prefectural Teachers Union is demanding that foreign instructors, that have passed the... So we're heading into allergy season, so Mitch's voice is going to start crackling again.
Oh no, this early on?
Yeah, because the trees are like dying and becoming particulate matter and going into the air.
Get ready for
so it's going to be
5 months of
gonna
this.
Be a snot ball for a little while. who have passed the prefectural teacher's license exam to be employed as official teachers. The union held a press conference at the Wakayama Prefectural Government South Annex. Who cares? In the city of Wakayama. It's total specific. Calling for the appointment of foreign instructors who have passed the exam to the position of teacher. The union is also collecting signatures and will submit them to the Wakayama Prefectural Board of Education by the end of this year. What do you think, Ricky? Used to be an ALT. Do you think that ALTs are the same as teachers?
I would say no.
No.
No. That's why they got the assistant position first, right? And because it caused a clash between the actual teachers and, you know, random foreign youngins coming in and trying to be teachers.
So now, again, it's like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. Right?
Yeah.
So most ALTs are not teachers. They are assistant teachers, and even most of them are barely that. So like I think I've hired now 20 ex-ALTs at this point, and I don't think a single one of them came in off the shelf like able to be a teacher, a standalone teacher. And there's, I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying that that's the job. The job is assistant, right? And so every one of them required a lot of training. Now, if you're going to compare a non-ALT, like somebody who's just like got a random degree in like communications, for example, they've never had any experience, even as an ALT, that's a much more difficult train than an ex-ALT, assuming the ex-ALT doesn't have any bad habits. But in this case, most ALTs don't have the training and the licensing to be like a standalone teacher. And so the top comments on this story on Reddit was actually very, very clever. And so I'm going to read it. This comes from user Kaizoku222. He or she said, "There is no clear pipeline for random unqualified ALT to legitimate licensed teacher, and there really should be. It should be no easier than what nationals have to go through. No standards should be compromised at all, but the path itself should be clear and fair. Get the same level of degree, go through the same level of training provided by the same departments, get the same certification and licensure, and get the same access to jobs."
That is very fair and well thought out.
I think that's very, very, very clear and easy to understand.
I mean, we have friends that have gone through like the teacher certification in Japan. And for them, yeah, it definitely wasn't easy. It wasn't as clear as it could have been.
But should it be easy to become a teacher? I mean, I think that the challenge of the training should be hard, but not necessarily the process, right?
Yeah. And also, interesting enough, even though he has his teaching certification for many times, it took him a while before people were like, "Oh, right, you're an actual teacher."
Teacher, right. Yeah. So, I mean, again, no, throw no shade to ALTs, but like some ALTs do come here with a teacher's license like I did.
Right. Yeah.
And so like you can put them in a classroom and they'll be fine. So again, you know, not all ALTs, every situation is different, but a lot of them do come here without the actual training and without the license. And then, so they're just not the same as a teacher. But at the same time, I think what this meeting was trying to address is that you do have teacher ALTs who are, or assistant language teachers or English teachers, that should have the full title of English teacher. And those people should be given a clear path to get there. Mm. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Well, what could I go with that? Let's go with this one because it's kind of fun. So there's a 7-meter spear from hit anime Evangelion installed in Western Japan. So there's an over 7-meter long spear. Wow, that is a picture. That is amazing. It was installed in Ube, in Yamaguchi Prefecture, in Tokiwa Park. So this is the spear of Longinus.
What is this? Evangelion?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I've never seen it.
It's basically these aliens called angels come to Earth and like mess like our stuff up. They destroy cities. They're just unstoppable.
Why is there never a sci-fi show, movie, or whatever that the aliens show up and it's just like they're friends?
That's not interesting.
It's super interesting.
That's not interesting.
Like, hello, friend. Shake their hand.
I mean, Star Trek kind of did that.
I guess. The meeting. The Vulcans showed up and they're like, "Hi, drunken." What's his name? Cochrane. Zefrin Cochrane. Jeez.
Hey, monkeys below us. Here's some technology. they come, and then the humans' way to fight back are the Evangelion robots. I forgot their names. Help. Oh, too bad. Anyways, there goes my anime otaku card.
Gene Roddenberry's Earth Final Conflict. The aliens are supposedly our friends in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're like these, I forgot what they're called, but they like wear like these purple violet suits and they're all like they look like aliens.
They're just Elton John?
No, because they're all bald and they're like really pale.
Oh.
And they start to share their technology with us a little by little. But then like these humans are like, "There's a conspiracy. What are they here? What are they really doing?" And it's actually a really good show until the last season. And like it becomes like a vampire show or something. It's weird. They just like reboot. Like so many sci-fi television shows did this in the 90s where like the last season should just literally be cut off. Babylon 5, DS9.
DS9, yeah.
Yeah, so. What are they called?
They're just called Evangelions.
Oh, okay.
Phew. Good. Good job, guys.
Phew, that was close. But anyways, they made this replica in the park, and it's from, you know, Neon Genesis Evangelion. If you haven't seen it, it took over 40 people to make, and they used a bunch of scrap steel, and it weighs about 1.2 tons.
And that now they're going to be sued for license infringement or something.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, the mayor says, "I hope that fans come to visit from both Japan and abroad."
We didn't have this in the show because there's no information on it, but like that just reminded me, like Studio Ghibli, like just deleted their Twitter. She's gone. No one knows why.
It got spirited away.
Yeah, like you can Google it. Got spirited away. You can Google it. Their Twitter just got them. So while you're Googling that, shooting suspect arrested after police raid Saitama post office. Now, this is actually a news story because unlike America, where shootings happen every second, this rarely ever happens in this country. I'm not going to say his name, but we have a picture of him. The suspect arrested after a police raid of a post office in Wadabi, Saitama Prefecture, because of course it's Saitama, on Tuesday is taken into a police station in the prefecture. A man suspected in a shooting at Saitama Hospital has been arrested after police raided a post office where he had been. This is my favorite English word. Hold up. H-O-L-E-D-U-P. It's a phrasal verb. And it means to like camp, like, you know, and not come out of something. It's called hold up. I love this word. Anyway, for hours, with area residents having to be asked to evacuate during this tense standoff. Two men sustained non-life-threatening injuries in the shooting at the hospital in the city of Tota, while two female staff members in the post office in neighboring Wadabi were said to be unharmed, with both having exited the building prior to the police raid. Police entered the building around 10:20 p.m. and arrested the man, identified as an 86-year-old, and he has a name, but I'm not going to read it.
Okay, so he used a... I'm sorry, I missed the weapon part.
So it's probably a rifle. Handguns are basically unheard of in this country. Only the police have it. So if you guys don't know, the law in Japan does not outlaw guns. You can have a gun, but you need to have a reason, and you need to have... There's all these really annoying hoops that you have to jump through and licensing, and then the police have to come and check on it all, you know. And so it's not illegal. And this is how I think that we should really solve gun violence in the United States. Don't make guns illegal, because that'll piss off all those, oh, it's the Second Amendment, it's my rights. And so we don't make it illegal. Just make it very, very, very annoying to have a gun. So eventually, because Americans, if anything, they're lazy. And so what the ones that really want a gun will go through all the hoops and the training and everything. They're like, don't touch me. Fine. Have your guns. Whatever, guys. But the lunatic, that like the dude that shot up Rhode Island the other day, that guy would not have a gun, because you know, you'd make it really annoying. There'd have to be lots of mental checks every year. The police would come and look at him, be like, oh, you're crazy. Give me your guns. Right. And then that would solve basically all gun violence in America. And then those who don't have licensing and have guns illegally are like life sentences, like super hard on those people. And that would also completely satisfy all the tough on crime right wingers who want to put criminals in jail.
Are they?
Well, they want to put criminals that are different colors than white in jail. Trump and all of his people, they're okay because they're good people. Like my mom said, he's a man of Christ. My mom's not very, she doesn't understand what's happening. She watches the news and she just sees the pictures and hears the music and she's like, that's it. There's not really much else processing there. Man in Japan arrested after sneaking into woman's apartment and washing her lingerie. So here we go.
Wow.
Nice picture. On the morning of October 30th, the day before Halloween, a 28-year-old woman living in the town of Hamamatsu in Shizuoka Prefecture, which if you guys have never been to Shizuoka Prefecture, aside from boobs, it's a very, very nice place. But Shizuoka City has no young females. I went there with my cameraman. We went there for a TV shoot. And he was like, Mitch, I'll give you Ichimayan, which is basically $100. No, sorry. It's like $3 US now. if you find a young woman in her 20s or 30s. And I searched the entire fucking night and I couldn't find a single woman between that was like below 60.
Wow.
Saitama. Shizuoka. As not infrequently is the case in such incidents in Japan, the man who entered the woman's apartment was targeting her underwear. I don't get the obsession with underwear. Like feet? Do you understand the feet thing? No, I don't get feet.
You know, it comes from like a very early childhood place, right?
However, the intruder was no panty thief, as he didn't take any of the undergarments with him when he left. As a matter of fact, the woman might not have even known anyone had been in her apartment while she was gone, except for the fact that when she returned in the evening, she noticed that her underwear had been washed and hung up to dry, along with some other articles of her clothing. So he's a very, very polite panty thief that doesn't steal, he washes.
Maybe he just wore it.
Ew. I didn't think of it. Where did you? Wow, man. It wasn't long before. Can you put the bra back up? What are you doing here? I can't read the story without the bra. Come on. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, we need some support.
It wasn't long before the culprit was in custody. Before the day was done, another resident of the apartment building where the woman lives came to the police box, bringing along a third resident of the building who admitted there was no mistake that I entered the woman's apartment without permission, that he had washed the lingerie and blah, blah, blah. So
Wow, there's actually a Japanese movie about that where like a guy would go around putting flyers in people's doors, and then whoever didn't collect them, he'd be like, okay, they're probably not home. I can like crash.
Don't teach our audience how to do bad things.
Oh, wait. This is not actual advice. Don't do this, please. But what he would do is he would just need it to like a place to like crash.
Did you hear the story? Like it was like 10 years ago now. There was a woman who was like in her 40s and she was living in a guy's apartment and he didn't know it.
Oh, yes. I've heard that.
She was like,
yeah, he only caught her because she like
was eating his food little by little. But she had lived there for like 3 years. Imagine all the times that dude did like real personal shit. And that woman was just like looking at him from, I'm assuming, an air vent. I don't know. It's creepy.
And again, what I mean, you hear something like must have been the wind or a rat.
Well, that's why they tell you if you have a very regimented schedule to every now and then just completely break your schedule and do something weird. Because like, you know, you come home, wife cheating on you, you know, not try to put thoughts in your guys' mind, but everybody's going to come home at lunch today.
Or do like me, have no furniture at all and no one can hide anywhere. But yeah.
Is that a strategy?
It's a survival strat.
I don't think I've mentioned this on this show. Maybe I did, but I put a camera in my living room. I told you about this to keep an eye on myself. So it's many funny. Nights I'm like, what did I do yesterday? Now I can just look. The only thing I've learned from my camera is that I'm like generally naked all the time. Like all the time. I'm just like not wearing anything.
You're just okay.
Just like really bad posture on my sofa, naked looking at my phone. It's like all it is.
Now we know this guy lounges.
That's my life.
Oh wait, so in this movie, the guy would go into people's houses.
Oh, we're still on that. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I want to finish the story.
Sorry, dude.
And then he would like clean up their stuff, and or like fold their things, or he noticed like something's broken, he would fix it, and then he would like leave. So people would come back and be like, "Oh, this is working suddenly," or "Hey, all my laundry is folded."
So he got caught because he was nice and fixing things.
Actually, no. The story gets a bit weirder. He kind of does like the lady, and he like shadows a guy. And ends up falling in love with the wife, and the wife loves him. The husband never notices.
What's that movie with, I think it's Leonardo DiCaprio or somebody, and like he like replaces people and becomes them?
Catch Me If You Can?
No, that's a pilot movie. I don't know. It's a good movie. I forgot. Maybe it was...
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't DiCaprio. Maybe it was...
Tom Hanks.
No. Donaire. He's...
John Cena.
He's born Identity. What is his name?
Matt Damon.
Maybe it's Matt Damon. I don't remember. Doesn't matter.
Anyways.
It's gone now. I'm out of stories.
Oh, well. Well.
Wait. We're going to end on this one. Okay.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, you know, we talked a lot of trash right now. And you know who picks up trash?
Oh, God. I love the story.
Samurai. So samurai trash collectors clean Tokyo streets after Halloween revels. Dude, I love them. So there's these guys... Then samurai costumes that, especially on Wednesday after Halloween, they theatrically wield garbage tongs and they flick the litter onto their like bins on their back. It's amazing. They put on such a show and they're just cleaning up. So I love how they describe them. Dressed in hats and boldly patterned black and white tunics, the group known as Gomi Hiroi Samurai.
It means pick up trash samurai.
Yeah. And they've attracted a large fan base on TikTok. With 800,000 followers, and they were formed in 2006.
So today, in researching the show, I like I went to their TikTok, and like I just clicked on the first icon, but I didn't notice it was alive. So he was broadcasting live today, and the second I entered the live show or whatever, the Gomi Hiroi Samurai was like, "Hey Mitch, what's up?" Because my name was like on my account, and I was like, "Oh shit!" It was like again in my living room, probably naked, looking at my phone. I was just like, "Oh shit! He can't see me, right?"
You can probably like watch the footage of yourself getting surprised.
No, because it's live, so it doesn't stay around on TikTok, does it?
No, but your camera.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. We should put that. We can't put. Okay. I'm sorry. Finish your story.
Oh, no. I was just going to say one of the guys that's that lives around the area says that the trash these samurai have been really nice. They made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really
garbage
cool.
Garbage is a problem.
They're like, I love the Japanese ability to take a serious problem like that. And instead of being all like let's go on a demonstration or like, you know, let's riot in the streets or whatever. They're just like, I'm going to put on a samurai costume, get tongs for barbecue and just like walk around, pick up trash.
I mean, he justly says if people are paying attention to our performance because they think it's fun, they might as well start paying attention to the trash problem itself.
Every now and then on their TikTok, they'll have like trash. Like one of the examples is like there's a pipe. It's like a drainage pipe. And somebody had like slid in a can, an empty like, probably soda can or something. And he's like, he's like, why would you do this? And he's like pulling it out and stuff like that. They're really funny. I do enjoy them. All right, let's go to our last story today, which is super wholesome.
And yes, another nice wholesome story from Japan is McDonald's Japan releases newest heartwarming anime ad in with a everyday happiness series. So, you know, these are nuggets of, you know, love and stuff, specifically McNuggets, because they have an ad in which a special relationship happens with a high school couple. You know, they just sit side by side on the sunset. Oh, and they're feeding each other McDonald's. That is so cute.
So they've been, McDonald's has a series, it's an ongoing series of like these incredibly wholesome anime, little looping animations they put on Twitter. And they're like Ghibli style. They're very, very cute. And they're just like everyday situations where people would be eating McDonald's. And then when they first did this, they got a bunch of flack from the what are the racists on the right call them? Alphabet people?
Alphabet people?
The LGBTQ community.
Oh, okay.
So they called them alphabet people.
Nice. It's hard to get that far.
I kind of want to, I'm not going to lie, I kind of want a really tight-fitting pink t-shirt that says alphabet person. I would totally wear it. I have some gay-ass t-shirts and I love them. Dude, your friend Brian, he has this t-shirt. What is that anime style called? Bada?
I don't even know, but
guys, leave a comment. There's a, because we're done with our news stories, now we can be stupid. But there is a gay fetish type in Japan. It's basically bears, but like it's animation, and so like they're like super like buff Japanese guys with like little, what are they called, bodybuilder thong posing strap things on. And our friend Brian has like a t-shirt with one or two guys like hugging each other.
It's two guys. I think two guys. Maybe like kissing each other or something.
It's so gay. And like he wears that and just walks down the street. And he's just like, what? Say something about my shirt. anyway, so the alphabet people, because I'm just going to call the community that, because let's wear it. They were complaining about this advertising campaign because they're like, you're only showing heterosexual couples. And it's like, dude, it's like, you don't have to, it's an ongoing campaign, one. And two, they're trying to do like the majority most generic situations that are like not exciting, nothing's like, you know, it's just very generic. And so if you're casting your widest net, your net as wide as you possibly can, you're not going to like start your advertising campaign with two dads, right? You might do that later on as you continue the campaign, but you're not going to start it with that. You're going to start like with a, you know, kind of like an atypical scenario. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
as I buy a shirt that says alphabet person,
and it literally says like for the family. Apparently, they have a bunch of them with family and friends, but one of them with the family ends with a nothing special happy time.
Right,
so it's kind of like that. Yeah.
It's supposed to be as generic as possible. That's the whole point. But anyway, so there was like we covered the story on the show, but there's a backlash on Twitter, and then there was a backlash against that backlash, and then they just kind of like shut up, and everybody thought they were cute again.
Nice. It kind of works out, and you know, when you have two opposing.
Well, I mean, that works out for McDonald's because it's like Twitter.
Yeah. Triple the advertisement for free.
Frontline has a new documentary about Elon Musk and buying Twitter, and I learned so much more about Twitter than I ever knew from that. I love Frontline.
Don't you mean X? Don't you mean X?
It's called X now. Formerly known as Twitter.
Formerly known as Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good documentary.
So, yeah. So now we can fuck around for about 5 minutes. Here we go. How drunk were you on Saturday?
On Saturday,
Did you time travel?
I time traveled eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I had to be responsible for the pub quiz event.
So you got pub quiz and then the Nijika second party.
And then after the second party was done, I was like, I am not responsible for anything or anyone anymore except myself. Woo!
Bye!
Woo! Yeah. And then I think around the 4 or 5 a.m. mark, that's when things just—it's
like, dude, because like your vision is like it's got a vignette on it, right? And it just slowly kind of gets blacker and blacker and blacker, and then it whoop.
And then I try to like go through the memories again, and then it's like blink, one place, blink, I'm somewhere
your
else.
Your frame rate went down.
just, and then stuff happens in between the frames.
So the whole drinking so much you black out, the biggest argument I've ever heard against doing that, other than health and all that other stuff, yes, of course, is what my my monk friend said, which is the next day because we went to Fukuoka and he was like hitting on girls and he like blacked out and couldn't remember anything. The next day he was like, "Montainai." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I came all this way. I spent all this money, I met all these people, and now I can't even remember it and cherish it as a memory. So he's like, that's so wasteful, isn't it? And when he said that, I was just like, huh. I was like, yeah, because we're going through all the effort of getting to that situation, having fun with those people and enjoying our time. And if you can't remember, what's the point in doing it?
That is very nice perspective from a monk.
Yeah, right? From a monk who's trying to get laid every day. Oh my God, this guy.
Their religion allows it.
Yeah. as long as you preserve the wa, everything's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, the harmony.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that guy, he just looks perverted. Skebe means perverted. He just looks perverted.
He has a little like...
He's got like smile. A little like, smirk on his face. You're like, you're a pervert.
But he's a really nice guy though.
He's a really good guy. He just needs a... I had another friend who's a pretty good guy, but like, oh my God, his like checking out girl face was like, I would liken it to Wile E. Coyote.
What the fuck?
You know, like, when he looks at the Roadrunner, he's like licking his lips and everything. And he like, they like show like the knife and fork in the bib and he's like imagining eating.
Oh my God.
That's how my friend's face would look.
And then meep, meep. And then like, and then we're going to be able to get him.
All right, guys. So we're going to try a new format going forward with the show. We're actually going to read the news in the beginning and be serious about it. And then we're going to screw around in the end. And I think that's going to be our current format.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So anyway, Josh needs to get to a thing. And we actually have a festival. You're not going to go to the Kuma tent, are you?
There's a Kuma tent?
Yeah, he's like doing stuff at Sen Terrace. We should go. Dude, you got D&D from what time?
From now.
Oh, loser. Loser.
D&D, bro. This is how committed loser. We are.
No.
Commitment.
There's a really shirt. DeFranco did a really good story about 2 weeks ago about how some prisons in America are banning D&D. And I don't understand it because like, it's like, if your prisoners are playing the harmless game of D&D, let them.
And that article you sent me about that was very interesting because they were saying like, it's helped out people so much.
Mm.
They kind of go through their trauma.
People who have PTSD have treated it successfully with D&D.
Oh yeah. D&D is awesome. And I've prioritized D&D over like,
drinking.
Over drinking,
masturbation.
Over come on. But the one time I went to like the one time I went to Kebakura.
Dude, okay, we've been trying to get you to take this home. This is a tanga, guys. I told you we're gonna fuck around at the end of the show. Okay, do the sell. What's a tanga?
It's a masturbatory aid, I think, yes. And I think this is the entry point.
No, this is the cap. You take
this is
that
cap?
Off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So this is the cap.
Oh my God.
And you take it out, just like a Coca-Cola bottle. It looks like a Coke.
What do you take it off? Is it like when you pull your finger out of your mouth, boom, or whatever it does?
just pick it off, and then you just go to town.
Okay, so this is basically like a Japanese fleshlight. It actually, I think, predated the fleshlight. But the problem with these is they're one. I guess they could be multiple time uses if you want to, but they're a one time use throwaway product, and so it's basically people think that they're bad for the environment, which they probably are. I mean, do you recycle these? It says recycle. Do they? Can you?
Do you put it with PET bottles? Guys, answer. Where do you throw away your tangas?
No, it's puta.
Is it burnable or
it's
is
puta?
It...
It's puta. It says recycle with puta with soft plastics.
But then you got
the inside. You have to wash it out, probably. I mean, that's what you have to do with like all the other stuff that's soft plastic, which we now know just gets burned. So I just throw that shit away.
So wash the shit out, recycle it, have fun with it. You know.
No, you're supposed to take this home.
I'm taking this home. Okay, there.
We bought this for a reason. I was going to approach the Tanga CEO and ask him to do a YouTube channel with our local doctor that's called Tanga Doctor, and we bought this to like turn it around in a 360 degree turn. And so I was going to make this virtual set because this is a totally real set. It's not green at all. And we were going to have this set with like the Tanga Doctor and a girl, and then they're going to talk about like sexual stuff, like education. We're going to put it on YouTube and maybe Pornhub. This is the idea, right? So I want to have these giant tangas like rotating in the background, but it turns out that you can't really do that because little injected plastic mold products like this aren't actually perfectly perfect. This has like little imperfections in it. So when you spin it around on camera, it like those imperfections like
more.
Wobble, and like also it's got this seam. Can you do a close up? It's got the seam here that looks really bad on camera. And so the only real way to do it is to get some
3D model,
3D person. Model, some like otaku out there to 3D CAD be one of these and render it for me.
I'm sure that already exists out there.
I mean, if we search for
you
it,
you can find that.
And so we want to have like these giant, this is still an idea that we're going to try and maybe do, these giant rotating Tengas behind the doctor.
Anyone got the Tenga hookup?
If you guys are a 3D modeler out there and you want to hook it up, I will pay a little bit. I'm not rich. Rich. I mean, I got a little bit.
My house is slowly getting filled with like
Tengas,
like sexual paraphernalia. I've got like a pocket pussy and I got this. And I'm like, what are you guys trying to say, man?
What's the difference between this and isn't this a pocket pussy?
I guess it is, but this one's more official. The other one is actually like a plastic just sleeve.
It's like a Dyson vacuum cleaner versus like your normal vacuum cleaner.
Notice how Josh, this one sucks, man.
Notice
how Josh like immediately went for the vacuum cleaner. Like he just thought of this analogy.
Oh man,
what's he been doing?
Do you
own a Dyson, sir?
I attach it to a vacuum and pro tips. Put it in the microwave for a second.
God, this is just going off the rails now. Put the McDonald's thing back out. Let's end on that.
Let's hold some.
Put the McDonald's thing. That's not. Okay, there we go.
Look at that.
Oh,
that's so cute.
Oh, wait. So to get back to this. The reason why this is so typical is because they're probably junior high school or high school. And the reason why it's such a typical situation is because junior high school and high school kids, they don't really have a lot of places that they can go on dates. They used to be able to go to karaoke, but now schools don't allow them to go to karaoke with their uniforms on. So basically, if they want to go on a date with their girl and they don't want to get caught by their parents, there's not really a lot of options for them. So because if they change, they have to go home and change and then go back out. You know what I mean? And so one of the only options for a date for young kids in Japan is going to McDonald's. And if you go to any McDonald's throughout the country, you will see this situation. You'll see junior high school and high school kids with their girls or like little groups of friends and stuff like that.
And the malls.
And usually they're not even eating an entire meal. They just get like three large French fries, put them in a pile and just slowly eat them.
Snack, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very, very cute. I'm sorry that we had to follow up with that.
We should.
There's this subreddit called iBleach. We need iBleach for the show.
iBleach.
Just like put a little kitten on the with like some elevator music.
Bleach in general.
That's been our show today, guys. You can find links to all the articles in the video description. There's also a link to our Patreon if you want to join that. I got an idea today. It's not official yet, but I think that we're going to make an Instagram, a private Instagram for our patrons. And we're just going to upload all of our debauchery there. So like every couple of days, we'll just get like a new photo of being ridiculous. One of us.
Hot takes.
Just like, woo! Nice. Just like, I think it'll be fun. Anyway, if you want to support us, our Patreon link is below. We will see you guys next week. Thank you. Love you. Go to McDonald's. Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. And a special thank you to our Patreon sponsors, Jan Myler, Jen, Justin Perkins, Ellen, Dennis P, Ellen Mary, Clayton Jung, aka Back in the Clay YouTube, Corey Smith, and Joshua. We appreciate all of your support. Thank you.